If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry. Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I tell you what, right now, you know, talking to Carson, applications are way up, and that's what they want. They want to be able to have the higher, the finest. How about this? When you go to work there for Currency in fintech, could you imagine the people you're working with? Just stop. That's one we've not hit on very much.
Please.
Imagine those working next to you when everyone is that qualified. Yeah. Everyone, that means it's just ascending. Everything's going the right direction. When everyone's been incredibly vetted, looked at, discussed, now they're all on a team together. You're probably looking at yourself going like, I think I got a lot of skill set. And what if everybody next to me has the same skill set?
Or better.
So that is an incredible plan that they have put together there at Sand Hills Global. And thank you very much for Carson on coming up with this extreme plan.
This is Carson's shot.
Carson's shot of runs 1890. And Carson will be there. Carson, will Tom and Sean Peed be putting a team together for the tournament?
We'd like to know. Which tournament that. Are we talking about?
Jim Eger.
Jim Eger tournament. That
oh, Lucy, like
it'd be nice. I know they have the Dormy Network. I know that they have the Dormy Network. They have their own
Eger and the Dormy Network.
They have their own.
I'm sorry. What they have? What?
It's a collection of private golf courses.
Incredible golf course situation. If you want to live the golfing dream. Sand Hills Global has. It's called the Dormy Network.
That's right. And
I have no idea.
It's remarkable. When I was talking to Brandon Riley, he'd played one of the courses. He goes, they miss nothing.
Yep.
That's how he goes. It's really the well most done. Remarkable golf experience of anyone's life. And they have that. And so
Arbor Links in Nebraska City will be a Dormy Network club, and it is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
Great work to that course. There's a couple more in Nebraska, and then otherwise across the country.
Jim Eger's a good course.
Jim Eger's a good course. I'm sure Tom and Sean will put a team together, hopefully, for that. And Carson, maybe they can get a fourth.
Davison.
Yeah, there we go.
Davison.
What a foursome that would be.
I'd love to see him out there for the
tournament. Yes.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Learn more today. We know the CWS field, the last team in. Murray State beats Duke yesterday 5-4. They were a 4 seed in their regional, make it all the way to the Supers, advance to the CWS.
Okay.
And they are an awesome story. This went viral yesterday.
Okay.
In terms of the situation with Murray State. The capacity of their stadium in Murray, Kentucky, is 800 people.
It's incredible.
800 people.
Think about that.
That's not it.
Sherman Field.
Right.
Yeah.
Sherman actually probably holds more.
Their coach's name is Dan Skirka.
Okay.
He cuts the grass at the field.
Where's Skirka at? Out there mowing. Bagging it.
Tired.
And they are going to Omaha for the College World Series. Their coach mows the grass in an 800-capacity stadium in Murray,
Kentucky. This is so remarkable.
It's unbelievable.
Did you? I mean, so I'm watching the game last night, and I'm freaking out because in the first inning, the guy's up. He's up. I think he's up 0-1 at the time. Throws a breaking ball, boom, into the guy's knee. And it's oh man, now we got a runner on base or down one, bottom of the ninth. It's fever pitch there. The game's at Duke, so Duke's up.
Okay.
They get a couple out. They get an out, then they get a hit to shortstop. Boom, throw it to second, out, throw it into first for the double play to win the game for Murray right there. And and the runner takes out the second baseman. So the umpire immediately calls obstruction out at first. They win. They go nuts. Everyone just goes absolutely nuts. They do the dog pile, the whole thing. Everyone's nuts. They're going to Omaha. Then they go, it's reviewable.
Oh.
They review it, and they come back. Safe at first, not obstruction. They think they've won. Now, the guy who's up hit a 420-yard moonshot for a home run in the same game.
Yeah.
He's now up.
Okay.
And so that a guy on first. And imagine you as this coach who cuts the grass. Just this is a miracle Cinderella story. They thought they'd already won.
Right.
They thought they'd already won. Now in the dugout, with a home run hitter up like that, he grounds out to first and ends it, and then they win it again. Imagine, and the second time it was just, but anyway, I couldn't imagine that. If you thought
you've already won the game.
If you thought you already had like a walk-off field goal to win the game, it's like, no, that's not what happened. Man.
Yeah. Huh.
Apparently so. The players are also the tarp crew. They're the crew.
Is that right?
The grounds crew. So if the field is wet, the players go get the tarp on it at Murray.
Murray's such a great story. It's such a great story. It's just, I mean, there's been some, like I said, Coastal Carolina was a story, what, in 16? They came in and won it?
Yes.
I don't know if they're mowing their own grass.
I doubt it.
2016, that's right.
I don't know if they're doing that. I'm not sure how that worked out, but it was a remarkable story. I'm not happy at all with the. I need answers.
Yeah, you were right on this.
Okay,
angry.
Now
I
need answers. What's the issue here?
Buffoonery.
The anger that Bill has is justified.
I am livid with the CWS, and I need answers.
Bill's upset with the seeding and right, you know, the first matchup, Arkansas and LSU,
in the first game
are playing Saturday, and that's their first game. They play each other.
They have to be the 1 and 2 seed. I mean, they have to be. Why they play each? How did UCLA draw Murray State?
I don't. Are they the 1 and 2?
If you go off of the actual ranking, which I would think would be impactful for seeding, you know, Arkansas is the 3 seed. LSU was ranked 6th, and that's higher than any other team. Hmm. In the CW West.
They're playing each other. Hmm. So the odds on favor, just go to Vegas, are who? It's Arkansas, I think, is LSU. 1. Yeah. LSU's 2.
Right.
Or it's switch. LSU 1. Arkansas 2. And they had to play each other in the first round? The team that you don't want to see leave this place?
Nope.
I get it if Arkansas snuck in.
Double elimination.
If they snuck, it doesn't matter.
They're still behind the eight ball.
How does UCLA draw Murray State?
Yeah, here's the matchup.
That makes no sense.
I'm not pushing back.
Stop.
Friday.
I'm not pushing back.
I'm losing it. I'm going to lose it.
Friday, you'll have Arizona and Coastal Carolina start things off at 1 o'clock.
Please say that again.
Arizona and Coastal Carolina.
This is Friday at 1?
Friday at 1.
Okay.
On ESPN, and then Louisville and Oregon State at 6 p.m.
Okay.
On ESPN.
Say it. Start again. I was so upset about this. I wasn't even thinking straight. Start again. Okay. My fault. My bad.
At
Breakers at
1 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
Arizona and Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Okay.
Then the night game, 6 o'clock, Louisville and Oregon State.
Okay. Level of interest for game 1, 1 to 10. Level of interest.
Don't lie.
4.5.
About that. Second game is Louisville, Oregon State. Yeah. Level of interest.
8.5. I'm a big on a Beaver believer. And they went with they had no conference. The Pac-12 is the Pac-2. So they had to go out and play tough teams all over the place. So what they did is remarkable to me.
Your salesman job got me from a 4 to a 6. Okay. Keep going.
Next Saturday, Murray State and UCLA. That's at 1 o'clock on ESPN.
I'll go 8. Interest me high just because I'd love to see how they could maybe pull this off.
I'll go 7.
I call 7-5. Okay. Right. And then last one, LSU, Arkansas.
9-9.
6 o'clock Saturday.
9-9.
If it's not a 10, it's close.
Whoa, Bill. Now, hold on. Now, I'm going to try to sell it a little bit. It's a Saturday night game, and it'll be well viewed.
Doesn't matter. It'll be well viewed. It's the first game for all both teams. There's no way. They're the 1 and 2 seed. You can't put it any other way.
The loser keeps playing.
How does UCLA pull off that they get to play Murray? How does that happen?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Murray State, they're a four seed.
Are we getting help from the text line?
Well, people are upset. I mean, they're with us.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean,
I am serious.
Murray has to be the clear eight seed.
There's certain kinds of murder in there. What is there? There's murder, and then there's certain times. And there's manslaughter.
Premeditated.
And there's premeditated. This is premeditated. This is well thought out.
You would think the one and the eight would play. And Arkansas is the clear one. Murray's the clear eight. Why aren't they playing?
Easy on the premeditated murder.
It's the same theory. If they made a mistake, all of a sudden, this happens like at the spur of the moment, mm-hmm. a play happens or you miss a call. That happens in the heat of action. I get that part. The guy called obstruction, and the referee, they reviewed it, and they missed it. I see why the referee called obstruction. No one was upset with that. That's manslaughter. That's all it is. Okay. This is thought through.
It'll be a big number on TV, though. It'll be a big
ratings. Doesn't matter.
Number.
Those two teams should not be in that spot. Those two teams should have been meeting, hopefully, as winners after their first game.
And then
the viewership would have been what? Like 10,000 million people. It's a lot.
Got some people responding saying the bracket was set up by the top eight seeds and didn't change even with the upset. So based on the bracket, this is how it was going to be. I don't know why, okay. but. It's unfortunate.
Wow. It is unfortunate. Bill, I agree with you. I'm just trying to
just reseed the thing.
Mitigate.
That's all you got to do. It's the College World Series. You seed the College World Series. It's what you do.
You reseed it.
Absolutely. Wait. What do they do? What happens in the NFL? Is it a bracket? Nope. It's not. It's based off your seeding. 100%. Though you'll see.
You're not wrong on this.
If they win, they'll go here. If they win, they'll go here.
How do you feel about this in the college basketball tournament? Would you want to reseed that at all or not?
I don't mind that one quite as much, but if they did it, if they went to 16, the Sweet 16, and they reseeded it, wouldn't really bother me. It wouldn't bother me
at all.
Like that. Or if they reseeded the Final Four, absolutely not. Would not bother me a bit. Would not bother me one
bit. After they had played like four games or five, four games.
Because you've seen it happen in the Final Four. You get a team that makes it to the Final Four, and they're an 11 seed. And then somebody else, all of a sudden, it's two ones against each other. Then it's a two versus an 11. And it's like, how did this work out?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, there's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Anyway, the College World Series, the teams are set.
They are.
It begins Friday.
Murray State will not be mowing the field this time. They don't have to mow in Omaha.
It begins Friday.
Just go play ball.
It takes the odds down incredibly that it's going to be a LSU-Arkansas series to end it. Can you imagine LSU-Arkansas? in a series to end the thing. It would be epic upon epic.
Who would you like to see? I mean, if it's not that.
I don't even know. I don't want to watch anything.
You're distraught.
I'm distraught. Murray State. You're distraught. That's it. There's teams. I do enjoy the fact that there's three ex Pac-12 teams in there.
Yeah, I do too.
I enjoy that. Yep. That the Pac-12 is like, too. Okay, great job. Great job. The thing is that they blame, what's his name? Kliavkov, is that his name?
Kliavkov, yeah.
George Kliavkov.
Yeah, they blame him. And it's not his fault. Yeah. The president? No. The presidents are the ones that he took it to the table. We have a deal that would have them exactly the same as the ACC and the Big 12, and they did the old. No way. We're the Pac 12. Okay. We're the Conference of Champions. And then everybody said, "Poof, we're not giving you anything but an Apple deal," and it all went astray. If the presidents would have just said, "You know what? Let's go this route." And the Pac-12 stays together, then maybe we can make ourselves more viable somehow to do something. Mm. Instead, it wasn't him.
They were going to be playing from behind, though, right?
But still, that had been the same as two other schools, and it wasn't like they were the same. No one looked at it. I mean, Pac-12 could barely get someone to watch their games. They barely watched them because of the time.
Perception of that whole thing was that Kliavkov failed to get him a good deal.
There wasn't no deal. What kind of deal are you going to get when no one's offering you money? It's the same thing, too. Hey, give me a good deal on my house. I want to sell this house for $600,000.
I thought they got Kliavkoffed.
Well, that's the fun part of it. People laugh about that. Like, that's on him. It's this and that. And I'm sure he pulled something. But he took it to him and said, listen, we have an offer. And here's what the offer is.
Do you remember when this is better times discussion a little bit, Jake. Just humor me for a second. Listening. I'm thinking out loud. Do you remember when the Pac-12 and the West Coast was really rolling? And I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch at Cal. I'm talking about Ryan Leaf at Washington State. I'm talking about, Pete Carroll.
Reggie Bush, Leinart.
Ripping it up at USC.
The Pac-12
was rolling at one point. That part of the country was very viable.
And you had Oregon get going into it at that point.
Oh, 100.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Dennis Dixon earlier.
Ever hear of Marcus Mariota?
I've heard of him.
When USC was rolling, they were at the pinnacle. Everything was Pete Carroll. Everything was West.
That part of the country was thriving. Now it's more concentrated over on the other side, right?
Completely.
Southeast. Yeah.
Completely. But the loss of the Pac-12 is brutal. It's horrific.
I'm sorry.
And it's
not right.
Yeah, it affects us.
It affects us.
It affects the game when that part of the country is not as viable.
It was also for us, Jake. It was magical when you'd watch the Rose Bowl and see UCLA or USC come out on the. You'd see a game, a USC UCLA game playing each other, and you'd see the sun. And it'd be back here. It'd be January, and then you turn it on and be like 72 degrees, and
it went away, Bill.
Yeah, and it's just like
it went away.
Everything. And to see Arizona State playing, and now they're in a completely different league.
We let it go away.
They had nowhere to go, and then now we have conferences now with teams in L.A., in Oregon, and then they're also in New Jersey. I want you to think about that.
UCLA and Rutgers in the same conference. Washington and Rutgers, same conference.
The most watched
ridiculous
college game. In the history of the sport is what?
I don't know.
Texas USC Rose Bowl National Championship game.
Is that right?
The most watched game ever is that game.
And it was a great game.
And it was awesome game. A Pac-12 team.
Right.
Think about this one. I read this today. I'll send you the screenshot of it. In that game, 61 of the players played at least one NFL game. 61 of the players on those teams played at least one game in the NFL. 61.
You have to stop and think about that.
Just stop and think about that. Yeah. Just take the starters on both sides and where you're at. You're in the 40s, okay? 61 at least made an active roster and played in an NFL game.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
The first round draft picks in that game. It's insane. And that was the Pac-12.
I know. The Pac-12 going away is not good.
When you used to watch Reggie Bush play and Leinart, and Mike Williams, a big wide receiver.
There you go.
On and on.
It was just.
You went out there with Bill, with Callahan's staff. Yeah. And they were loaded.
They were loaded.
They were loaded absolutely at receiver. Loaded. I don't think you'll remember the receiver, but it was a typical USC team where the kid was from New Jersey, and I was just like, geez, how do you get this
guy? They just had a run of
I think Brian Cushing was from New Jersey.
Brian Cushing.
The Pete went national for a few. He recruited his area, then went national for a few. It was like you didn't even. It was just during that time when I was recruiting, you didn't even bring up. You know, like we'll beat USC on a guy. No,
I don't think so. Really?
No. Oh,
good
no.
luck.
No, good luck. Yeah.
Didn't Pete too? Pete. I don't know.
You mean Pete?
Pete Carroll. Didn't he? It was pretty much we're gonna recruit the LA area. If they went though outside of the region, they could pick and choose guys.
Yeah.
Like they would go.
They would
like,
try to get 4 to 6 guys maybe from other regions.
Yeah. And but great ones.
The center was from Colorado, was an All-American. They had different players from different areas. But when you saw them, it was like one of those, like, oh man.
Yep.
SC's on him. What in the
world? Dang it.
Oh, it was just, yeah, it was.
Better times.
Yeah, it was just.
But Jake, it was better times when the Pac-12 was good.
I don't deny that. I agree with you. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call now.
We're late.
464-568-5, a chance to win a business box.
Doing
to
tennis
bagels,
again?
To Bagels and Show. No, it's not tennis today.
And you got to get nothing.
Today is college football stadiums.
Okay.
I give you the stadium name. You tell me what school plays there.
Okay.
Okay.
You give the stadium. Bill, we can do this.
Bill's been a lot of stadiums. So have you. You've both been a lot of stadiums.
We have been a lot.
Think you know your.
I would say Steve probably more.
I no, why?
Probably more.
No. I don't think so, Bill. You've coached a lot of places.
A lot of places.
464-568-5.
Ever been to Montana State?
Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. 0-1 on the week.
Great.
Bob was tough yesterday in tennis.
Bob was really good. He got a guy from the 40s.
He got Roy Emerson right off the bat from Australia. It's impressive.
Won Wimbledon 51.
We have Alex. Alex, how do you feel today about college football stadiums?
Ooh, not good.
Okay.
Alex.
Doesn't feel good.
Good. We're happy about that.
They want to win. All right.
We need a W.
Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question. Alex, first question to you. What school plays at Gerald J. Ford Stadium?
Ooh. Never heard of it. Missouri.
Oh. No.
Okay, we could probably.
I'm gonna write it down, but I don't want it.
Can I look at what he's writing or not?
I don't think so. Okay, I'd be taking him.
I can't.
I'm not taking it. I do.
Gerald Ford.
Yeah, you don't have to take.
I believe Gerald Ford.
No, you don't have to take this.
Is from Michigan. I'm gonna pass though.
So I said Eastern Michigan.
No. SMU.
Really? Had no idea.
SMU, the answer for that one.
Isn't he from Michigan?
I don't know where he's from.
He played at Michigan.
Breakers. Gerald
Ford.
Wasn't
he born in Nebraska? Born in Omaha?
He played at Michigan.
I think he was born in Omaha, yeah. Right? Gerald Ford?
Let's just move on quickly.
Someone help me with that. I think he was born in Omaha. It was a birthplace, like, sign in Omaha.
Jake, move on quickly.
Okay, 0-0 tie. First question. What school plays at Keenan Stadium? K-E-N-A-N, Keenan.
I'm thinking West Coast.
I don't think it is. I think it's East Coast.
Which coast? Is this on a coast?
Yeah, problem.
Do we win if we say what coast it's on?
Sadly.
Part of the country.
Sadly, no, part of the country.
Midwest.
You don't need to, yeah.
We need to take a guess.
So you don't need to take Bill if you don't want to.
No, you're not. You're out. You don't know it. I'm not going to blow you on this.
4.
Keenan Stadium?
3.
Hold on. Washington State. Bad guess. Do you know the name of the Washington State Stadium?
If you said it, I probably would.
It's not on here. Alex, do you want that or not?
No.
That would be Bill Belichick, North Carolina. Keenan Stadium.
I have no idea on that.
Keenan Stadium.
You know what? I'm not gonna. I make it up and I go, I remember now. No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
These are right, really
dead
difficult.
Even.
Back to you for the lead, Alex. What team plays at Nippert Stadium?
Got that. You better know this because I definitely know it.
about Mississippi State?
Nope.
How about no?
Okay, we're about to go up. It's Cincinnati.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. That is correct. We can win right here, Steve.
That's right. This is for the win.
You're
Bill,
in my back
Bill
pocket.
Is in play.
Yeah, we should win.
What team for the win plays at Albertson Stadium?
I don't know. God help me. Albertsons. Albertson.
It's been called this for at least, I want to say, 11 to 12 years.
Okay.
Thanks. So grocery chain.
Not a new sponsorship name like as of this past year. 5 seconds on Albertson's Stadium.
God, Bill.
Bill is in play. You can use him.
Better get it.
Alex is confident here. 5 seconds. Five.
Take a guess, Bill.
Four.
Take a guess.
Tulane.
Ooh, I like the guess. You like the guess.
Alex is feeling confident. Who is that to force the tiebreaker, Alex?
Drove by it when I went skiing in Idaho last time at Boise State.
Brilliant!
Boise State is Albertson Stadium. We mentioned it today on the air, but
Alex,
just the blue turf. Yeah.
Good job.
This is...
All right, we're in it.
Now, this goes to Alex. You guys will go over under his answer.
We should be fine.
Speaking of Albertson Stadium in Boise, what is the listed capacity of the building? Listed capacity for attendance.
42,800
is the guess. Over, under?
Under.
Bill was unequivocal in saying under.
Under 42,000.
Brilliant!
I would say it was a good guess because it's 36,387. He's only 6,000 off.
Bill knew, though.
But
good job.
Alex, nice try. We get your bag on the coffee and calling down the road. Nice try today.
That's a tough guess if he hadn't been there because you would always think Boise was bigger. Nice job, Alex. You'd always think it's a little bigger.
Thank you.
Yep. There he goes, Alex. Hey, back to 1-1 in the week.
Thank you.
That was a good one, Jake. That was a good one.
36,000. You're right. I would, if I didn't know that in research, I would have guessed 50,000 for Boise.
Is it a nice stadium?
Yes.
Built in 1970.
I don't know how it's been redone recently, if they sunk the field or not, but not really because it had a track around it. So a field with a track around it, to me, is always like yawner.
KU.
Yeah. KU had the old KU stadium had one. The only way, but you can save those fields. You just dig down and you bring the seats then in on the track area. You take the track out, dig down and put it in. Then you have something. You want the fans as close to you as possible. You really do.
I agree.
Nebraska's aren't great on the sides at all, but the end zones, they're close, but they're somewhat elevated, but at least they're somewhat close in that area. But you'd like to be better.
Third hour is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.